Well, Japan, we've been there, I think, 2 times now. And it's always been great fun playing there. I like the venues, they're sounding very good, they look very good. And the kids over there, they really appreciate good music and stuff. And I think the next time we're going to play the Budokan, which is pretty cool, looking forward to. It's going to be fun.
Well, Japan has been always great to play there, and it will be in the future. And Japan people are great. It's fun to play there, and you feel very confident, convenient or whatever, to play there. And Japanese people are very listening, very aufmerksam, carefully. I don't know. It's great to be in Japan.
Kids of a Century is the first live sign of us after 2.5 years. And after all those rumors going around about this band, me leaving the band, me splitting up, or the band splitting up and all that stuff, which has been quite a lot. Maybe that's normal when the band is not on the scene for a while. But after that, it feels really good to have actually a new album ready and a single out. So the kids know that we're still there. And with the music, you can prove what you can do still, even without, you know, one guy that just left the band. But I think we found the right person there, Roland. And I think the album says everything. Yeah, I wrote Kids of a Century about more than 2 years ago now. And remembering that time, I feel like when I wrote that song, I was in that feel of that all the kids today, they just feel like they haven't got anything to do with the problems, with everything that goes wrong in the nature or wherever, you know. And it just came out of that feeling, actually. And yeah, that's what the song is all about, I think, about the kids today. Because I feel like everybody's responsible, especially the kids. If they don't feel like they have to change anything or have to make things better or anything, nobody will.
I think having Roland in the band is we're as lucky as we had Michael in the band by that time. We're lucky with having Roland in the band. And he's just doing great songs and it's just great guitar work he's doing. And a good pal as well. He's a nice fellow. And he just fits in the band very much. And I think the fans will accept him, of course.
Well, nice thing about Roland being in the band is that I saw him like, don't know, 15 years ago or so on stage. And I thought that was pretty impressive what he did there. And I could never forget about that. And that's why I actually called him up then when we needed another guitarist. Remember that guy? And so it took me like 4 hours to find out the number. Like, had to phone up musicians I knew, and suddenly somehow I got the number and I phoned him up. You might not know me, but I know you, and how about playing guitar in Halloween? And he didn't even know the band. So I had to give him, some examples of our songs, like really loud, cranked it up. And so, he was interested, liked it quite a lot. And then, we went into rehearsing. We had to do the whole stuff within 2 months. Because then we had to go on an American tour, and Japan meant 2 hours of playing. And, quite a tough job, I would say. But after all, I mean, we can handle that, because we are so pretty good, you know. And sorry about that. Roland is a very nice guy. He's also doing a big part in the band with his character and his kind of being. And it's quite a difference to how the whole thing worked before, because he's a completely different character. He's a lot more calm and very critical, and he's always got his own opinion, and that's exactly what we need.
Yeah, we recorded that album in the Puk studio in Denmark, which is a very good studio, I think. Very lovely place. It's right in the middle of nowhere, but that's actually what we wanted, to really concentrate on the album. And working with Chris was pretty cool, because he's got a very strong sense of humor, as we like it. And I think we had some cool moments there. And it's all catched on the album.
Yeah, the production that Chris Tsangarirus has done is right in your face. That's the best description of the sound, actually. So just check it out.
Crystal clear.
Is Crystal Tsangarirus clear?
And I would say thank you to everybody who kept up the faith, you know, during all that time. And well, after all the rumors aren't true.
The best thing for the fans or for the people who like us is just to listen what comes from us directly, like this now,
and
the album, of course, and don't trust any rumors or whatever.
The thing is, forget about what has been in the magazines, what have been said, and all that stuff, and just check out the album, and you know what's going on. Of course, the single as well. Yeah.
Thanks for keeping the faith.